I asked for the Minister to give specific figures in relation to how Garda numbers have progressed over the last number of years, and the response he came back to me showed that in 1997 there was just under 11,000 guards, whereas today there is 14,162. Now, the reason I got those numbers was to make the argument to him that even though Garda numbers are reducing at the moment due to retirements, that isn't a rationale nor an excuse for closing down Garda stations. Because of the fact that we were able to keep the same number of Garda stations that are open now, open before, whenever there was less Garda numbers.
But with more and more senior Garda retiring, it may come to the stage where we're going to have Garda stations in rural areas that are going to be laying empty. So would there be much point in keeping them open then?
Well, Garda stations in rural areas that are open and providing a service, even on a daily basis, it may not be open full-time, but they are actually very important to the local community. And they're also seen as an important symbol and signal within that area that the Gardaí are available and are actually taking exceptional concern as to what's happening in towns and villages. So, I mean, traditionally, Garda stations have been very important. It's particularly important for older people who maybe wouldn't like travelling and who need the facility of being able to go to their local Garda station. And the key thing here that these figures show, where you have a situation where we have 14,000 guards today compared to 11,000 14 years ago, and even though we're expecting to drop now maybe back to closer to 13,000 with retirements, that in itself is in no way a rationale for closing stations.